Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Violence.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another edition of Pop Rocks Radio. As always, I'm your host, Bijan. Man, we are on a roll, 2 weeks in a row. Thanks for sticking with us. We hope you won't be disappointed. And with tracks like these, how could you? Unless, of course, it's me. Oh God, is it me?
Did you see the memo about this?
Anyway, we have music from The Clay Ellum, The Sins, Joy Buzzer, Bob Mould, and so much more. And of course, no episode would be complete without a song by my favorite band, 2020. This is a track off the latest album by Sorrows, now out on Big Stir Records. The album is Parting Is Such Sweet Sorrow. This is Out of My Head.
I'm this world, changing a changeless time. Don't you remember? Everything crashing down, falling right out of the sky. The end of the summer. The night away. The night away. Look how the truth goes dim. See how the picture fades. Don't you remember? Nobody knows.
Was of course 2020 off their latest album Back to California, that is also available from Big Stir Records. Welcome again to Pop Rocks Radio and our second show of 2025. You know, I didn't realize how much I would miss doing this until I stopped for a while. Something unbelievably satisfying about getting this music out to the masses, or I guess in my case the dozens. But hey, we're gonna win this race one step at a time, my friends. Let's take this back to 1975 with a New York band called the Poppies, who played straight-up British invasion pop in places like CBGB's amidst a sea of punk. Arthur Alexander and Jet Harris from the Poppies went on to form the band Sorrows, who we just heard from. This is from their first single on Bomp Records with Greg Shaw producing. This is If She Cries.
Oh, Live your lie and I'll live mine. We'll pretend from time to time. No heartbreak time. No heartbreak time. Be my friend and I'll be yours. Never again will our paths cross that heartbreak line. That heartbreak line. How to my love.
How to my love.
How to my love.
Thank you.
We closed out that set with the great Nick Lowe and his 1978 single American Squirm. Nick Lowe is currently on tour supporting his latest album with Los Straitjackets called Indoor Safari. Before that, we played the latest Gem Records single from The Sins, that was Heartbreak Time.
ABC presents Tuesday Movie of the Week.
Okay, this show comes out on Wednesday, but close enough. This week's movie is a rock documentary about a band from Wichita called The Embarrassment. Of course, I am talking about We Were Famous, You Don't Remember, The Embarrassment from 2022. The Embarrassment was a band in Reagan-era Kansas who someone in the film describes their music as propulsive, danceable, janky, angular, goof rock. I enjoyed this documentary mostly because I was clearly not cool enough to know these guys existed until now. The footage is fun, the music is great, but I gotta say I've come to a realization about rockumentaries and the form they usually take. This is not a criticism of this film per se, but really of the rockumentary format itself. I'll confess, a pal of mine, who I respect quite a bit, brought this up to me about my own documentaries, and now I can't see past it. Specifically, the only format 95% of these films take is old footage juxtaposed with an old guy talking about it. Now, I'm not coming at this from an ageist perspective, not in the least, especially since I am no spring chicken myself. My goal for the show and the YouTube channel has been to hopefully expose new, younger listeners to this music that I love. New listeners, though, are not going to find anything cool about a band that some old guy is sitting around talking about. How can rock come across as vital with Grandpa rambling on about the good old days? We need to show how this music is still relevant today. That said, I am grateful to have found this band through this documentary. And kudos to the filmmakers for making it and giving voice to this forgotten band. In fact, let's kick off this next set with one of their songs. This is The Embarrassment with Drive Me to the Park.
Sights to see. something I wanna say. Now people got some strange ideas on how life should be lived and things should be done. Now I'm here to say you gotta do just what you want. When they start their talking, remember just one thing. Truth is the light. The light is the way. The less ones know, the more they have to say. And if you want me to, what is what I'll do for you? I light a candle and I pray the Lord will bless you. I hope someday he will understand, but till they do, oh, you better not look now. Oh, he'll catch you. You gotta keep it running, right until the end of time. Oh, yeah.
That was the band Hole with Boys on the Radio from 1998's Celebrity Skin. Before that, we had the Pee Wees from Italy with their latest single on Rumbar Records. That was Don't Look Back.
Shirley, you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
More to come here on Pop Rocks Radio with tracks from BMX Bandits, The Deception, and Martin Newell. But first, a word from our sponsor. But since we don't have a sponsor, it's really just a word.
They wanted no more mothering hand. They knew the time had come for them to take command. It's very clear you're being unfair, King. No matter what you say, we won't obey. Gonna hold a revolution now, King, and we're gonna run it all away with no more King.
Elect a president.
No more king.
He's gonna do what the people want.
No more king.
We're gonna run things our way.
No more king.
Nobody's gonna tell us what to do.
Rocking and a rolling, swishing and a splashing over the horizon. What can it be? Looks like it's going to be a free country.
That was When Your Heart Is Broken from the new album Here We Go Crazy from Bob Mould. Before that, we had Joy Buzzer with Peggy's House from their latest Pleased to Meet You. That is just a great album. If you haven't already listened to the whole thing, you should do so. It is on Bandcamp. Great band, great album.
Okay, Grandpa, we'll be sure to keep that in mind.
This next one is from BMX Bandits, a band from Scotland that formed back in 1985. This is from their 1996 album, Theme Park. This is I Wanna Fall in Love.
I wanna fall in love.
I'm gonna find someone, keep him for my
That was the Clay Ellum with Remember When from their album It's Okay If It Falls Apart. For those who don't know, Clay Ellum is a town about an hour or so outside of Seattle. From a very brief chat I had with Sarah Sergeant Pepper from the band at the merch table of a Not a Surf show back in October, I gather she used to be from around here, though now they are based in Tennessee. The Clay Ellum is going out on tour now, opening for Not a Surf, and which is great, they really deserve that. Not only is Not a Surf just a revelation to see live, now you get to see this band as well. Okay, in the spirit of mixing it up, let's give you a set meant to be heard loud. Kicking it off, this is Radioactivity with Other Life.
Open your ears real wide and say, "Give it to me straight, Doctor, I can take it!"
Yeah.
was my new favorite Seattle band, The Deception, with Dotted Line from their latest album, We the People. Before that, we had Real Sickies from Edmonton with their new single, Should Have Seen It Coming. That's available on Stomp Records. And of course, before that, we had the White Stripes with Fell in Love with a Girl from White Blood Cells in 2001.
Come on, Duke, let's go do those crimes.
Yeah. Let's go get sushi and not pay.
Okay, we have time for one more set today. This one starts with Martin Newell from earlier in his solo career, from 1993's The Greatest Living Englishman, which has one of the coolest Christmas songs I've ever heard, Christmas in Suburbia. This is Goodbye Dreaming Fields.
Your world down in Wisconsin.
That was Fountains of Wayne from their 1996 self-titled debut album. That was Barbara H.
May tomorrow be a perfect day.
May you find love and laughter along the way.
May God keep
And with that, we have come to the end of another episode of Pop Rocks Radio. Join us again next time when we'll have tracks from The Spindles, Junior Juggernaut, The Diff, The Whiffs, Not a Surf, and so much more. And of course, no episode would be complete without a song by my favorite band, 2020. I feel like I'm back in college and we have to remind each other that as bad as the Russian government is, we need to remember that the people are probably not all that different from us. Progress, huh? When this song came out, we saw some hope for a better future. I'll just leave this here, only if you want it. Here's Boris Grebenshikov with Radio Silence. And this is Bijan from Pop Rocks Radio. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
Suddenly it feels like the new year, like a million miles away from here. I can see some kind of light here, although I can't name it. But I can talk about a moonlight. I can talk about a wild child. Know that real wild one dancing alone in the middle of the world. Spinning tales about silence, about radio silence, and some kind of asylum in the middle of the empty field full of strangers. Tales about silence, about radio silence, and some kind of asylum in the middle of the empty field full of danger. Like a million miles away from here, I can see some kind of light here.